The Pilgrim's Regress by C.S. Lewis. Copyright 1933 and 1943 by Clive Staples Lewis. This unabridged recording of the reading of The Pilgrim's Regress was published by arrangement with C.S. Lewis Private Limited and was produced in 2000 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Robert Whitfield. This book is 209 pages long. The Pilgrim's Regress, an allegorical apology for Christianity, reason, and romanticism, by C.S. Lewis. The following material appears on the book's back cover. The first book, written by C.S. Lewis after his conversion, The Pilgrim's Regress, is, in a sense, a record of Lewis's own search for meaning and spiritual satisfaction that eventually led him to Christianity. It is the story of John and his odyssey to an enchanting island which has created in him an intense longing, a mysterious, sweet desire. John's pursuit of this desire takes him through adventures with such people as Mr. Enlightenment, Media Halfways, Mr. Mammon, Mother Kirk, Mr. Sensible, and Mr. Humanist, and through such cities as Thrill and Escropolis, as well as the Valley of Humiliation. Though the dragons and giants here are different from those in Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, Lewis's allegory performs the same function of enabling the author to say with fantasy and simplicity what would otherwise have demanded a full-length philosophy of religion. In Lewis's skillful hands, this fable becomes as effective a Christian apologia as Bunyan's. C.S. Lewis, who held the chair of medieval and Renaissance English literature,